Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right. Do you have abnormal sex parts? If you do, you really don't need to tell us.
But you do.
But the sexpert that we sometimes look at named Tracy Cox spoke to men and women about the surprising downsides of having an extra large penis or super gigantuan big breasts.
Gigantuan. I mean, both of those are just recently made up.
Those are big. Yeah, I did it.
In case you were wondering.
Gargantuan.
You know, not enough people use a soft G on that word.
Not gigantic.
It's like ginormous.
Not gargantuan.
Gargantuan or gigantic.
Well, I corrected it because I knew it ginormous. Was wrong by saying another word that wasn't right.
Oh, your penis is ginormous.
I like gigantic.
Yeah, I mean, it works. You get it?
Well, hot start for me.
Proceed.
But yeah, she talked to people about what it's like to have bigger than normal, in this case.
A big penis.
Yeah.
That.
Who was that?
That was you.
That was you.
No, what is that drop from? It's some politician, right?
I don't know.
Your penis is just too big.
That's Hillary Clinton.
A politician.
Yeah, that.
Your penis is huge.
That's her, too.
Oh, God! He's got my penis!
Yep. And that's Obama. Uh-huh. All right, so... She writes, John's penis is 8.5 inches when it stands at attention. And he writes.
Yes, I knew you'd love it. Mm-hmm. You gotta read it as you think a guy with an extra big penis who can't seem to understand why it doesn't work for him.
Says, I fall on the top 2% of men with a penis that is larger than 8 inches when inflamed, so to speak. When other men find out the size.
I'm sorry. No, you can't
I think
say
it, engorged, I think, is the word that would normally go there.
I know,
or as you
I
would say, engorged.
Engorged.
Sometimes I choose a flowery path on purpose. Sometimes I choose it by accident. This one was purposeful. Engorged. Oh, this hard G, soft G thing's not going away
really,
anytime soon.
Nope, that's going to stick for a
Dredge
bit.
Dredge had a bad day at work today. Well,
what, Caleb,
he says, when other men.
Soft G's.
Boom. Yeah. Flaccid joke.
Get your penis inflamed.
Yeah, I think there's a different remedy for inflamed over engorged. You go to the doctor for inflamed. You need an ointment.
When other men find out the size, I can see myself rising in their estimation. Envy shows on their face, and when I tell them it's not all fun and games, they clearly don't believe me. I don't think.
How often are you around other men who right. are seeing you get aroused who are then also jealous of your dong?
Excuse me, please don't look at my extra large penis. It makes me feel very insecure.
I can see that you're admiring
it. Pay attention to all the guys in here. I know you're generally indifferent to me as I am a stranger, but my penis can get to be 8.5 inches. So let your estimations rise.
The only reason I'm fully torqued in the bathroom is because I knew you'd have questions. Okay.
Get in line. It forms right here.
Yeah. Where I always talk to people.
People talk. Word gets around when you have a large penis.
I'm telling you, it gets better. We're only like 4 sentences in.
I'm with a big group of friends, and there are people there that don't know me, and I'm offered introduced as, hey, this is John. All you need to know about him is that he has a huge...
Wow.
It's patronizing to be labeled like this. It makes me sound stupid.
Well, why does everybody know about it?
Yeah,
maybe if you go stop going around talking about it.
Like I'm ruled by my wiener, and it insinuates that all I'm into is sex.
All he does is wear gray sweatpants and walks around rock hard all the time.
You know he does. You know he does.
People ask to see it. Yeah, well, they ask to see everybody's.
No.
Men make comments
when they're different people. I think.
Men make comments when they're beside me at the urinal. I don't believe you.
No.
No, they don't.
Even extra large condoms don't fit properly, and I end up breaking through them or they fly off. So I'm more at risk of STIs or HIV. ABC 123.
Yeah.
I'm restricted with what I wear because if trousers are tight fitting, you can see it.
Well, don't wear that then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I could.
You're in control.
I could
of
find
that.
Pants so you could see mine, yep. too. They'd have to be really tight.
I've never had a gun to my head and somebody said, wear these pants.
Yeah, put on these rock star pants.
Or wear a bra over it or something. Tuck that thing in there. Like ladies got to do with their jugs.
You know? Use a little duct tape.
Some women go out with me purely because of my penis size.
Oh, it must be tough.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's too bad. Oh, that's so sad. Because then you just have more times that you have to worry about your STIs and HIV.
Sometimes I just think I'm too rich. Shut up. Despite thinking rich in inches. They think sex is going to be great or want to boast to their mates. But I'm sick of casual sex and want a relationship.
Well, then
I'm not
have
a circus freak.
Then have a relationship, you dingy.
Yeah. Despite thinking sex is going to be great because of my size, a lot of women say they don't want to do it after all. They look unnerved when they see it. It's rare to find a woman who can accommodate me. It's never all the way in, and it feels frustrating. Yeah.
Boy.
Oh, no.
Would you like to hear more from this giant hogged complaining man?
Sure.
I had one girlfriend who literally psyched herself up before we had sex. She's in there hitting herself in the head like a UFC
okay,
fighter.
You can do this.
No,
you can do this. You can do this.
She's slapping her lips. Come on, girls.
Come on. Come on.
Stretch it, baby. I can do this. I can do this, she'd say with a determined look on her face that was more suited to preparing for running a marathon than having sex with her boyfriend. Afterwards, she...
True.
Afterwards, she'd be doubled up in pain with me getting her a hot water bottle. What, did you have sex in 1890?
Oh my God, a hot water bottle. Go take a bath.
You want your girlfriend to say, that was great, not look at you accusingly.
Not ouch.
It's not pleasant causing pain when what you're trying to do is give pleasure. Mm. House of pain.
Mm, yeah, this is so sad.
There are problems with face parties as well. Sometimes it's too big to even fit inside where the party is being hosted.
Oh, come on.
You never know. Maybe he's working with like a big can or something.
I mean,
like
okay, 22, so it's not only long, but super big. Well, I'm sure this is a terrible burden.
Yeah.
There was that guy not too long ago on TV who was just like, it's just too big. Like the size of my coffee thing right here.
Yeah.
Like, try to put that in your mouth, free beer. But you can't.
I bet I could, but I don't want your gross cup in there.
Your penis is just too big.
Like, why couldn't I just say I don't want to?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I could do it. Also, looking at it, I couldn't do it.
No, no.
One girlfriend who I really liked broke up with me because she couldn't face giving me another face party.
She couldn't face it?
She said she would throw up if she had to do it again.
You know, there might be another issue down there, friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, big is one thing, but if somebody says they want to barf over it, you might you might have some other issues.
My penis, it stinks.
Could be. Could be that.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.